and he had three in the opening game. It went 5-2 years ago. Who wins the Battle of the Atlantic this time? And Greg, they'll start with the big boys. The Matthews line against the Markov line.
I absolutely love it. Love the fact that Craig Berube, you know that Maurice gets the first lineup sheet in. Go right head-to-head against the two Selke nominees of Markov and Reinhardt.
Here's Jake McCabe getting it to center, flipping it in. There's the hero of game six. Max Pacioretty has scored the game-winning goal. Fourth time he has won a series with a winning goal. D'Alander scores! 33 seconds in! Off and running early.
Well, how about that? Following up a good shift. He had a 21-second shift by the Matthews line. It's Max Pacioretty who scored the big goal against the Ottawa Senators. He gets in on the forecheck. Nylander coming off the bench kind of gets lost. Rodriguez couldn't ask for a better start to this game. Top two lines go back to back. Second line puts it in.
Here's Tavares, and Bobrovsky just gets a piece of that.
About the Florida Panthers, that's what they do well. Here's a great job of sealing off the boards. You know that Bobrovsky's got a good puck handling ability, and they read it perfectly. Tavares with the quick look, and that is a huge save. His team was really enjoying being on the road and having the opportunity to try to put pressure on the team early.
Max Domi won and wins a draw. The tip by Domi. Looks high and into the corner.
It went through his legs. How about this one? The shot gets deflected out in that high slot. Good reaction, a double deflection there. So you can see Bobrovsky trying to flail at that one at the last second. I think he actually did get a piece of it there with his glove.
And Bobrovsky comes out to play that. Seth Jones scoops it out, and now to the attack goes Florida and gets brought back, and a hot shot will take the mask off Stolarz. Well, two suspensions, one in the regular season, one in the playoffs to Aaron Ekblad. Here's Benoit. That'll be gloved and held by Bobrovsky.
He tried to carry it in a couple times, tried to retrieve, and unable to.
Here's Bennett firing it. Stolarz, top of the crease. Make changes as Toronto returns to full strength. Here comes Lundqvist in all the way, and Stolarz with a tough stop there. It got caught in his skates. No call to play. Nylander looks ahead. There's Pacioretty working his way back in. Ekman Larson kicked away. Rebound. Nylander scores!
Pacioretty's been all over this game early on, making some great plays. There's the shot by Oliver Ekman-Larsson and great patience by Nylander. Just that one little move right here gets Bobrovsky down, tries to get it up high enough, and just catches a piece.
Just over a half minute of power play time for Hagee. Takes a look, turns it back. Kachuk, a pair of power play goals against the Lightning. Seth Jones scores! Power play goal. Panthers are on the board.
In the middle of a power play of too many men, and you know that this is a team that's going to try to take advantage. This pass by Kachuk goes through the stick out top of Holmberg.
And he's been a very important add for the Panthers that's coming over from Chicago. There's Nylander sending away Riley. It's a two-on-one with Tavares. Riley scores! Returns fire! And they lead by two again.
Maybe not getting involved as much. As soon as that turnover happened, he's running up the ice quick as he can, makes this a play, takes a quick look. Nikola takes away any passing opportunity, so he focuses right on Bobrovsky.
Trying to take the risk out of his game. He said before the playoffs, in a much better place now, moving more freely on the ice, and just there.
Do you have a quirk?
No, nothing like that at all. I was just happy, man, in Edmonton, I was happy to have a stick.
And up ahead of Lewis Tarita. Inside the Leaf zone, he'll hold it. Here's a chance for Kulikov. Stopped by Stolarz.
Up creates another chance with a good hard forecheck.
Last player to leap with a three-point first. Here's goal! And from the point, it leaks through and it's 4-1.
Again, how important is the faceoff? Matthews wins the faceoff, D to D, and it's Matthew Knies going back. Looked like he almost touched it, but I don't think he did. He talked to Tanev, what's the one hopper? This is a knuckleball. Just gets his stick out of the way. It goes a one hop over the pad and underneath the arm. That's quite a way to hit that one. It didn't have much velocity.
Up the hit, over it. Bounces to Tavares. Here's Tavares to Nylander, and Bobrovsky just got a piece of that to deflect it out.
The story of this game for the Maple Leafs, they've been able to stretch out the middle of the ice. They've been able to get easy entries like that one, and that's a sharp save there by Bobrovsky as that was labeled. Got hit the knob.
They're a .938 save percentage over that stretch. But by then, Stolarz had claimed the starting role.
The irony is, in the series 2 years ago, the Leafs actually out-hit the Florida Panthers.
In that case, they probably were chasing the game.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Marchand, who surprisingly does have it. There's a tip, scores! Lewis Arenan with a redirect in front. And Florida within two.
Out of the defensive zone, everybody's back in a pretty good position, but what a play there. Marchand jumps it around, and Lundell, just a one hand there by Lusterinen. Lundell puts it to an area, and this is one for Wall, just sliding across to his right, couldn't quite get the elbow up quick enough.
Lukov back in his own zone. The Tavares line up for Toronto, a lead feed, and into the zone, it's back to Tkachuk. His shot was tipped in front by Rodriguez.
Polinskis gets his first in 23, and he made it look like he's done it before. Here's the first chance.
Into the zone comes Lundell. Here's Lundell off the side of the cage. Marchand picks it up. Marchand back to the line. Schmidt across. Here's Polinskis in, scores! It was Polinskis, and it's a one-goal game, and only 4.5 gone in the third.
Everything to the front of the net early on. Brad Marchand does a nice job of keeping this play alive, and this is one for Joseph Wall. No screen in front. He just goes down. His timing here, he's down on his knees already, and that one just flashes right over. You know that this team's got
back to Polinskis, and now Domi up ahead. McMahon. Domi going to the net. Domi, full stop, and a beauty by Bobrovsky.
Oh, man. He knows that Tkachuk's focusing on the puck, just drills him into the corner, but quickly jumps up, play a little give and go here, play to the outside, dish to the inside, and man, Bobrovsky read that perfectly. Bobrovsky knew you got a left-hander trying to go the opposite side. Look at the
across, it's a chance for Barkov, and Reinhardt spilled. Wall was crashed into by McCabe. Marner after it, and he's got Knies. Home three, Matthew Knies, scores!
So dying into the goal. Watch this play by Mitch Marner, though. The timing just slashes the stick, chips it up, and we've seen this before from Matthew Knies. Went forehand in the Ottawa series when he went in. This time, forehand, backhand, up and over the glove of Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky read it fairly well, but it's Knies who executed it, and now I have to listen to Elliott.
Seth Jones, Reinhardt shooting, it goes wide. In and around behind the net, cut off by Carlo. Tavares trying to dig it out, comes loose, Bennett scores! Bennett up top, and they're within one again, 1:53 on the clock.
Looked like the Leafs had everything under control here. Carlo can't keep it off of Barkov. Tavares, it actually hits Verhaeghe on the skate, goes right to Bennett there. Tavares is trying to clear it up the wall. Bennett, oh, he even gets a double deflection too. It hits the stick of Tavares and then the stick of Carlo. One there, up and over.
Time running out on Florida. Verhaeghe across. Benoit's got it. And this one, it'll go into the books.